Just got back from Spring Nationals, and it was a blast. Let's talk about it.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
ATA Nation, it is so great to be back with you. My name is Senior Master Zach Hayden. I am your host today for episode number 51 of the ATA Nation podcast. What a great trip we had at Spring Nationals. You might have noticed we didn't have an episode last week, but that's because we were all still recovering from the awesome time in Las Vegas. Good times. And I was a little under the weather actually last week as well. So it didn't help get things done. But we are back today and we have with us an interview with Chief Master Stevens, the head of the international chairperson of the tournament department. She is amazing, runs a killer team that does a great job. Let's get right into the interview.
Special guest interview.
ATA Nation, we have with us today Chief Master Stevens, in charge of all the awesome tournament stuff that's going on around ATA Nation. How are you today, ma'am?
I am great. I hope everybody out there is doing good, too.
Yes, ma'am. And we've just come back from Spring Nationals. It was an awesome event. Lots of great weather, great venue. Tell us a little bit about how this event went, some of the highlights.
Sure. You know, Spring Nationals was really, really good. I wish I could take all the credit for it, but there are people like our ATA headquarters staff, Janetta Pickett, Estelle Rawls, Chaska Richardson, Virginia Akinsier, and everybody else that I'm forgetting to say. But it was phenomenal. Chief Master Skiles' team, including Jaron Haynes, ran all the training stuff. And then the national tournament staff ran the event on Friday and Saturday. Chief Master Cole, you know, set up everything for the testing. Everything just went like clockwork. I was so surprised.
It was great. I mean, and you guys are like a well-oiled machine. With any event, we expect that something's going to pop up here or there. But, you know, you guys are kind of the pros in the industry on how this stuff works.
You know, right now I feel like it. We had, you know, the national tournament team led by Chief Master Rivera and Senior Master Michelle Pavlik and Senior Master Jack Hornbuckle. They have you talk about well-oiled. Mm-hmm. I set stuff up. I turned it over to them, and then I twiddle my thumbs for the next 48 hours. They really did a phenomenal job. I mean, we ran 1,366 unique competitors over the weekend with over 5,800 events.
Wow.
I mean, that's huge. That's, and we were on time. You know, we planned for it to be finished at XYZ time. And at XYZ time, we were bowing out or picking up stuff to move to the next day.
Yes, ma'am.
You know,
that's awesome.
It's all because of the work they did.
It's fantastic. hey, I was judging a Masters ring, and it seemed to me that the number of Masters participating has just exploded. Is that just my – okay, that's what I thought.
No. Yeah, you are absolutely right. We had almost 80 – Masters sign up to compete. Now, they didn't all make it. I think it ended up with 70 something, but you know, that's huge. I mean, we have expanded the bracket some. One of the Masters divisions actually had I think it was the men 6th, 7th, and 8th degrees, 18 to 39. I think they had 20 unique competitors for their ring.
That's crazy. It's been very interesting. And like, I didn't sign up to compete. I haven't competed in a while, and I'm seeing all these masters competing, and I'm like, dang it, I need to get.
Need to get on the stick, boy.
I know. Well, especially because I'm not competing, I end up judging that division, and I'm like, I should not be judging these people. These are like my heroes. What am I doing here?
Oh yeah.
You know,
the Masters, not just their divisions, but how the Masters have stepped up to make it happen. I mean, we didn't have so many Masters there. There's no way we would have been on time because of the system we've got set up. They take care of almost the entire first round of each day so that then the fourth and fifth degrees can spread out and judge the rest of the day.
Yes, ma'am.
So, I mean, I can't thank the fellow Masters, chief Masters, senior Masters, Masters candidates, the new Masters, everybody pitched in. I can't, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
I can't brag on them enough.
It's a great organization, great people. You know, I didn't mention this when I said I wanted to talk to you guys today, but you know, Vegas, we've been in Vegas for many, many, many years. It was announced, you know, a couple of months ago that Fall Nationals is going to be in Pittsburgh, and then it was announced at Spring Nationals that next year's Spring Nationals will be in Dallas. Are you guys just now, like, you're such pros at putting this on, you just want to do it in new places all the time?
Well, no, actually, we've had such good success in places like Little Rock, Las Vegas, even when we were in Orlando, but, you know, everything is growing by leaps and bounds. We actually outgrew Little Rock, which is why we moved to Phoenix, and then when we tried to confirm doing the next Fall Nationals in Little Rock, they're so jammed during that October time slot that they didn't have space at the time we were trying to do the booking. So we looked around at which regions are really, really doing the best at gaining numbers in their regional events. And just as an example, you know, Grandmaster Caruso had, you know, over 1,300 last month at his TOC event.
Oh, it's huge.
And then just this weekend,
yes, ma'am.
Senior Master Pavlik and Michelle Pavlik, Senior Master Pavlik and Master Kevin Pavlik had over 1,200. I don't have the exact number yet because we're running the data today, but
oh, it's huge.
Just in that.
Yeah.
Oh, it was huge. But think about this. Master Shoup in Chicago or the Chicago area had over 600. The Pavliks had over 1,200. And then Chief Master Raimondi on the East Coast in New Jersey had also over 600.
Oh, yeah.
It's now, think about it. In one weekend, that's 2,400 people. Fall Nationals is going to be huge, and the same thing's going to happen in Texas.
Oh, yes,
and I
ma'am.
Love the rivalry.
Oh, yeah. No, the rivalry is fantastic. I personally, you know, I love Little Rock. I just love coming to Little Rock.
Me too.
You know, I have for years, but I'm excited. You know, I'm in Northeast Indiana. Pittsburgh, you know, I've got people go to the TOC. I'm super excited to have people who are going to be able to go to Nationals that, you know, haven't gone to a Nationals before just because they're not going to go all the way to Little Rock or go somewhere else. I think a lot of people East Coast are excited because there hasn't been, you know, we had Florida, but North, you know, and East, I think it's going to be awesome. It's going to be a really fun event. And then, you know, I mean, Texas is always killing it. There's a ton of schools there. You know, the Texas Twister, Chief Masters Astaire has just got, you know, a crazy event down there. So I'm excited.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. I mean, the Texas region has over five total Class A events a year. And there's a couple of other regions that are starting to really pick it up. And I'm hoping and this is just my hope. I don't know anything about whether it'll actually happen, but I hope it kind of becomes competitive where regions go, hey, we're doing this many. How about bringing something to us?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know that that'll happen, but I think it would be really cool to have that enthusiasm around the country.
Yes, ma'am. And I know when we originally had to move world championships because we moved out of, you know, we outgrew Little Rock, you know, there was discussion about, you know, seeing how we could maybe go into different places. And I think this, I know for some people, the idea of having nationals in different locations, they're like, well, we've always done it this way. But I think for a lot of people, it's really exciting to get to travel somewhere new, get new competitors that are just able to come because it's closer now. And reward those people who are out there competing anyways.
I agree. I mean, you just think about it. Well, you live sort of in the Northeast mm-hmm. area. You have to either get on a plane or drive 12, 15 hours.
Yes, ma'am.
To every national
event. Every national event. Yes, ma'am.
Everyone. So I'm hoping that they're as excited as we are to be able to bring this to that area. And I have a little side bet with Mr. Morton that both of those two national events are going to be over 2,000 competitors. That's what I think.
I think
I'm hoping that people will help me out. I really hate to lose bets to him.
Yes, ma'am. I think you are. I think you're probably in a pretty safe spot there. I know we'll do our work, but. You know, I know Grandmaster Caruso has been such a great supporter here in the Northeast and the North. You know, he's been over to our regional events so often recently. The Pavliks, have been over to our events a bunch recently. And it's been really nice because we've, for a long time, kind of our 102 Indiana, Michigan, we were more getting the Illinois kind of going west. And with COVID and stuff, things just changed. And it's been really fun to get to hang out with more of our ATA friends on the north side of us as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, and sometimes people get a little passive about going to different things until all of a sudden they can't go. And, you know, so many people commented, well, a couple of things. One of the biggest comments I got when we went to Fall Nationals in Little Rock, after being at the Worlds Tournament in Phoenix, I don't know how many people came up to me, I lost count, who said, I don't know how you ever did World Championships in this building. Mm. Because it's so spacious in Phoenix. And don't get me wrong, I love Little Rock and love being able to, you know, drive 2 hours and be there for me. And so do my students.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
The experience in Phoenix is going to be better this year than it was last. And last year, it was just everybody was pleased, mm-hmm. you know.
It's a great location. Speaking of world championships, registration is up now, I believe. You can get started
yes,
to get
sir.
Registered.
People can go on right now if they go to atamartialarts.com /worlds. I think that takes them right to where they can register now. And now's when you get your best pricing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
So, you know, it's one of those things where I kid people all the time that our ATA membership are last minute Nellies
mm-hmm.
in that I'm guilty of it. I wait until the very last second before I do something because I'm always thinking I have one more day. Well, the problem with that is that, you know, when you overload a system, the system's still going to shut down at the right time. And you're going to be late and it's going to end up costing you money.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
You know, if I could give any advice to people, it's go ahead and register now.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I mean, we have people who have their hotels, they have their plane tickets, they have everything else, and then they're late registering for the event.
That doesn't make any sense at all. I registered last week for the conference because I saw the early bird. I was like, I'm going anyways. I need to register, save
uh-huh.
some money. I don't have my flight and my hotel yet, but I was like, I got to get booked.
Well, I tell you, the hotels are selling out like hotcakes.
Are they? Okay, I got to get
on. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The host hotel, I believe, I might be lying to you, but I believe one of the nights is, I think it's Friday night, is already to capacity.
Wow.
I'm not positive about that, but I would definitely get on the stick if you're wanting to stay in walking distance. And there's such good rates during that time as well.
Well, and that's the thing that's held me back only is that, like, in Little Rock, I knew which hotel I always stayed at. I'm there. And in Phoenix, I'm still trying to figure out, like, I stayed one place last year. I was like, do I stay there again? Is there one that's a little, you know, half a step closer than the other one or whatnot? I mean, they're all close, so it's easy.
They are all close. The thing I really like about being in Phoenix is the proximity of the hotels. Mm-hmm. They're all within a 3-4 block walking distance. But also, when you get out and you want to go someplace nice to eat, it's not just, you know, I have, you know, this choice or this choice, mm-hmm. like in Little Rock,
yes.
and it stays open, you know, later
past
8
o'clock.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, I mean, I love the, what's the pizza place that everybody goes to?
Oh, Arianna's. Yes.
Arianna's, yeah. I mean, I love their stuff. They've always been, you know, really delicious food and that kind of stuff. But
you can only get so many people in there.
Well, you can only get so many people in there. And, you know, you really want something else every once in a while. There's
yes,
all
ma'am.
Kinds of places. When I was there last year, and all of this were places I walked to, I had fish and chips. I had Italian, I had Chinese, I had Mexican, I had I can't remember.
We went to a sushi place, Master Shepherd and I went to a sushi place. Yeah, it's
all within walking distance.
Exactly.
And then the school owner's reception, that's not really a reception.
No, no,
the
it
gathering
was not.
At the Deuce.
The party.
Yeah, the party. And we're doing it again this year. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I did not. No, that's cool.
Yeah.
Same place?
We're doing that again. Same place.
Excellent. I get my ice cream there.
Yeah, I believe Chief Master Babin's band is playing.
Awesome.
And it was so much fun. You know, I was there with my friends and, you know, they had live music. People were up dancing. They had hula hoops for the kids.
No.
Grandmaster was outside doing hula hoops.
That was the best. The video of Grandmaster doing hula hoops was just like, this guy is just the greatest Grandmaster ever. I mean,
it was great.
It was amazing. Yes.
It was amazing. And then they had, what's that thing my children play? Cornhole?
Yes, ma'am.
Inside.
They had some big Connect, what's that, Connect 4, Connect 5,
4.
Whatever. Yep, I played that with some people.
They had that. It was just, it was fun for everyone.
Yes,
there were licensees there. Their families were there. People brought their date. You know, it was just a whole lot of fun.
Yes, ma'am. No, the whole event was great. I love everything in walking distance, in close walking distance, because, you know, 110 degree temperature is, you know, I want to be in somewhere fast, but it was.
Yeah.
See, 110 dry heat is still better than the 99 and 110% humidity in Little Rock.
Absolutely.
So, well, excellent. We encourage people to get registered. Anything else on the horizon that we want people to know about? I know districts are coming up.
Are coming up. You know, again, if they go to the ATA website, mm-hmm. which is atamartialarts.com, and look for districts, everything's up now as to where the districts are. We're working on points. And, you know, if I could ask people to please check their points now and let us know. We have a very small window mm-hmm. to get these things for districts done. So people really need to be on top of it. Once we have points done after next weekend's tournaments, then they're, instead of having a 30-day period, they're going to have about a 7-day period to let us know something's wrong, because we can't push it any farther than that and get the material out to districts.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
Please be looking for it.
Keep an eye on it. We'll remind, I know we have a tournament in Fort Wayne this weekend and an athlete development seminar.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. We're super excited.
There's three athlete development seminars this going weekend. On this weekend.
I know.
Yeah.
It's all across the country there's athlete development. So
absolutely.
We're excited. It's the first time we've had anything kind of like that for a long time in our region. And we're just thrilled to have Master Isaacs and Chief Master Nominee Kaminsky up in Fort Wayne this weekend. Last tournament of the season, everybody's out there competing, getting ready for Worlds and Districts, and it's going to be a great new year then.
It is. I'm really looking forward to it.
You guys, so speaking of a new year, I know the Tournament Council, Tournament Department is always, in the next 2-3 months is usually when we get any kind of rule updates. Is that same timeline as usual?
Chief Master Rivera is working on the rules as we speak. What our intention is to put them up after districts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not confuse people.
Yeah. We really don't want to confuse people.
Yes, ma'am. But
there's no real major changes. Most of it is tweaking something from one way or the other.
Yes, ma'am.
The next big change will be in 2023-2024 season when we go to the color belt weapons curriculum for tournaments.
I'm thrilled about. I think we'll have to have you back on the show another time and talk about that in the next year.
That'll be great.
I cannot wait for the color belt weapons. I've been taking every seminar as soon as they come out. I know Senior Master Barry, Chief Master Romney, Kaminsky, Master Co. have just been doing an awesome job on those weapons. So I think that's going to be a huge addition to our tournament circuit.
Well, Chief Master Skiles and the whole training department have really worked well, with the new the MAX curriculum,
yes,
for
ma'am.
Creative and Extreme,
that's
the
on
new
my...
color belt weapons curriculum.
The new Protect instructors and whatnot.
Yes, sir.
There's a lot of great stuff. The training department is just on fire right now.
Right now. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You are absolutely right.
It's a great time to be part of ATA Nation. That's for sure.
you couldn't have said it any better than just that right there.
Well, ma'am, we appreciate all that you do for our ATA tournaments and ATA Nation. Thank you for your time today. I know you're a busy woman. You've got lots going on. Thank you again.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Here's what's going on in ATA Nation.
Well, ATA Nation, we kind of covered what's coming up on in that interview with Chief Master Stevens. But as you can tell, now is the time to make sure that you're getting registered for these big events. I know I got my World Conference registration done. I'm signed up for the ATA Thrive. I'm excited that I get to be part of the ATA Thrive seminar this year. ATA Thrive Live, I should say. I get to the podcast is going to be in on the action a little bit. We'll see how that develops and what comes of that. But I'm excited about that. If you are a licensee, you must sign up for ATA Thrive Live at World Championships. It's going to be an amazing time. I got a sneak peek at some of the speakers that are going to be there. And I'm telling you, this is, kind of a world-class day of training, and you need to be part of it if you're an ATA licensee. Obviously, we've got districts coming up. Make sure you're looking at the schedule for your area, what days those are, what hotels to get booked at, those kind of things. If you're like me, you might still need to get your flight and your hotel for World Championships, which I need to do. So head over to ATAmartialArts.com and check that out. Get registered, get signed up. It's going to be an action-packed summer, so make sure you check that out. Okay, that's going to be it for the episode today. Make sure, ATA Nation, you're out there taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
Oh, ATA Nation. You know what I didn't mention on here? We're going to have another episode on it later. I got a lot of things going on. But Kickin' Kinetics, if you haven't checked this out, this is a community I'm helping Mrs. Kaminsky run and start. We really want to help bring this advanced, you know, athletic development kind of training to all of our students, our licensees, our instructors, because this it's the idea of sports specific training, you know, not just getting out there and I'm just running or I'm just, you know, lifting weights to become a better martial artist, or I'm not just doing my forms, but really taking it to the next level at any age, injury prevention, all these kind of things. We did a live Q&A call the other day on this private community. And if you want to check out the recording of that, you can head over to kickin-kinetics.mn.co. I think I have a short link for it somewhere, but I don't know what it is off the top of my head. I'll get that for next week. Anyway, guys, make sure you're having a good week. Take care.